Hello, and welcome to Tim and Ted's Brain Fart.
I'm Ted and or Tim.
And I'm Tim and or Ted. And today's question is, before I ask you the question, I'm going to set the scene.
Okay. All right.
So.
Okay.
You're in your own log cabin in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
It's a stormy night. Storm's approaching from a distance. It's raining heavy. You're down. You're by the log fire. You're reading your book. And all of a sudden, what monster could you fight if caught by unaware and had only two household items that you could fight it with?
Okay. What monster?
Yeah, any monster.
Okay. All right.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you got something?
Yeah, I've got an idea. I've got a vague idea what I could do.
Go for it. Where you go?
All right. Well, I think we should break it down to categories, right? I think we should have a small monster, medium monster, a large monster, just so that we've got like a bit of a...
Yeah.
Bit of variation.
Right, but like I say, two common items. Household items per monster. I'll give you a bonus point if you get the same two items for each monster.
Righty-o. Okay. Yeah? Okay. So my first one, I want to choose fairies. Right? fairies, pixies, that kind of small, winged annoyance monster.
Otherwise benign.
Yeah.
They're
a pest. Do you know how much of a hassle it is if all your shiny shit goes missing every 10 minutes? Your keys are never where you thought they were. They're a hassle.
All right, I'm with it.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You're allowing it?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Frying pan.
Yep, a frying pan is an amazing weapon. We all know this.
Against pixies or fairies, you know, they're flying around. Dong.
Well, if you've got an iron frying pan as well.
Oh yeah.
Against fey folk, iron is like deadly.
Yep, iron frying pan.
An iron frying pan.
Yep.
A fry-on pan.
A fry-on pan. That's a horrible joke. That's so horrible, I couldn't say horrible. I said horrible.
It's a horrible. Yeah. A terrible, horrible joke.
It's so bad. I had to mix two words together to get a word strong enough to be how bad it was.
All right, yeah, okay. Just a frying pan, that's all you need. You don't need your
just
second
a frying
pan. For them.
I don't need a second weapon for it. Just a frying pan. Just one frying pan and me versus pixies.
Yeah, how many pixies?
I reckon I could take a good 100.
You've just been swarmed of like a horde of pixies.
Yeah.
100 strong horde.
100 strong horde of pixies.
I think you might get maybe 24 before you've been like pinned to the ground by the weight of pixies. Yeah,
I think I'll be all right. I think I'm nimble. I can move out of the way.
They're
of pixies.
They're also magic, aren't they? Yeah. Can't they teleport?
Not against my iron frying pan. They're not magic.
Yeah, when you hit them, but they can move.
I don't think they're that smart. Not if they're a horde.
It's a well-established fact that pixies get stupider the more there are.
Their IQ decreases depending on numbers, like chavs. The more there are in a group, the stupider they become. So they're literally just a babbling. They're no better than zombies when they get to above 4, aren't they?
Yeah, one clever zombie, but you can't get a clever horde of zombies. It's true.
Exactly. So yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. If we're going to go with small creatures, then
Okay, we'll go for small creatures.
I'm going to go with gremlins.
You're going with the gremlins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What weapon? If gremlins have suddenly burst into your house.
Yeah.
How many gremlins so far? Start off with.
I'll start with one and I'll slowly multiply.
Okay.
Until I'm
so you start with one.
Until I'm succumbed by gremlins.
All right. So one gremlin bursts into your house.
Yeah, I grab a knife and stab it. But okay. No, what with one gremlin? I could probably just punch the shit out of it. Can I just grab it, strangle it, take it down? That's one gremlin. What they got?
Is that fist as your weapon then?
Yeah. Well, right. not that
fist
one.
Fist and a knife.
I'll just go with a knife.
You're going with a knife?
I'll go with a knife.
I was going to say.
I'm not going to last long with just fists.
Because eventually the holes will get big enough and just fists is not going to be strong enough.
A big knife, a meat cleaver or something. No, I want a stabbing knife as well.
One of those
big old chef's knife.
Big old chef's knife, yeah. The stereotypical slasher.
Stabbing, slashing, get all kinds of action on that, yeah.
Okay.
One goblin, gremlin.
Goblin.
Straight out, dead. Two, I could probably get both quite slashing movements at that point.
Aren't gremlins really fast?
They can be, but, you know, in the film Gremlins, one woman took out 4 of them with kitchen appliances.
Okay, good point. Yep.
She microwaved one, blended another, frying pan one.
See, I told you, frying pan, weapon of kings.
Yeah, she knifed another, so...
So we know a frying pan and a knife are good weapons anyway.
You know,
it's just proven by the Gremlins film.
Yeah, we've only named one utensil each so far. If we've each got a blender and a microwave between us, we are golden.
We are, yeah, we are.
I'm sure mixies can't teleport out of a microwave.
I think they'd struggle to get out of my... I think,
It's like a Faraday cage.
It's like a Faraday cage, Keeps the pixies in. My whole house would be a Faraday cage.
keep the pixies in or out, though.
Keep the pixies in so I can hit with my frying pan enough.
So yeah, all right. So how many gremlins? Because I don't think I could take on 100 gremlins.
No, I think you'd struggle a lot, Cromwell.
I think you'd struggle on 100 fairies, but yeah.
I'm determined. Yeah. Fairies are only small, aren't they?
Yeah, but still.
I'd take on 100 flies. Flies are like an eighth of a gremlin, an eighth of a pixie, aren't they?
Yes, that quantifies 800 flies.
Yeah, I take
at which point, I think.
I'd be annoyed.
You'd be choking on flies.
I'd be annoyed, but I could still take them, I reckon. Constantly going, get out of my mouth. Goddamn flies.
Yeah, I think you'd just be choked, Mel. The noise would drive you mad.
Oh, God, the noise, the buzz.
Multiplied by 800, though.
Yeah.
Try and imagine that. That's just a constant hum.
Yeah,
you'd be hearing that for days. That'd leave you with tinnitus.
Yeah,
Tinnitus.
Yeah, I thought it was tinnitus. I don't know.
It's one of those. Got tins in your ears, not iron.
Yeah. But I use my frying pan to keep my tins out. That's not how it works. But
flies are annoyingly hard to hit with a frying pan.
Oh, no, I got really good at it. Sorry, yeah, no.
You can't just claim expertise.
I worked in a place that's in a restaurant that's near a cattle field, near a cow field, and during the months when the cattle were in the field, we had a lot of flies, in and around the building. It was hard to get rid of them: fly nets, fly screens, fly paper, fly spray, everything, and it's still hard to keep them out. So we had a competition. We ran a competition for years, which was to see how many flies you could kill in a day, in a single shift. And then we started awarding extra points for unusual weaponry and unique weaponry. And yeah, I got really good at twatting them out of the air with a frying pan. You get a really satisfying thong when you hit them with the bottom of a frying pan. It's really cool. I tried trick shotting it at times, like hitting it with turning the frying pan the other way around, hitting it with the curve of the frying pan so you could try and bounce it.
Kind of fling it out.
Like a lacrosse weapon, you know. But yeah, no, that was too tricky for me, even me. But I got quite good at hitting them with a frying pan. So. Yeah, my fly killing skills right up there. I'm semi professional now. Semi professional with a frying pan.
All right. Right. So back to my gremlin situation.
I can
knife one. I can knife two. Slash three and four.
Yeah, I would say three or four. Yeah.
Yeah. Five. Anything? I'd be all right with a knife.
Yeah, I think you probably go. Yeah, I reckon.
Well, how far do you think I'd get?
I reckon you'd probably start struggling around sort of the 10 mark. I think
10?
They'd be able to surround you. You'd be all on angles. You'd have one in the roof, you know. I don't know if they can go in the roof, but...
Sure, why not?
Sure, why not? Yeah, scampering up walls and stuff and jumping on you from different angles and stuff. I think by that point you'd have too many. One of them would bite you and then you'd be like distracted by that one. Another one would bite you and you'd have too many at that point, I think.
And yet you're okay with 100 fairies.
Yeah.
Alright.
I told you, I'm a semi-professional with a frying pan.
I'm going to write down, I can survive 10 gremlins, but apparently you can survive 100 fairies.
Yeah, 100 fairies are worth 10 gremlins.
Alright, yep, this is Fey math for you. All right,
triadic math.
All right, so let's move on to the medium creature. Are we assuming that medium's like human size?
Yeah, I assume medium was sort of human size. Sort
all right, have you got one in mind for yourself?
I do, yeah.
All right,
skeletons.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
And I'm going to fight them with a rug. So every time we walk on a rug, just whoosh, whoosh, rug out from under them.
Surely they'll just get up.
Yeah, but let's do it again.
At what point would these skeletons learn?
They wouldn't, because the skeletons, they don't have the ability to learn, and also eventually they'd fall over onto something dangerous and shatter. That's how skeletons work.
Depends on the skeletons, isn't it? This is like the zombie argument. It depends which one you've got. If you've got, I don't know, Jason and the Argonaut skeletons, then yeah, they fall over and they shatter.
Exactly.
But if you've got some kind of...
That's what I was going for.
All right, that's what you're doing. Isn't it?
It is now.
I should have led with another one.
You should have led with the hard one first.
Oh, well, lessons learned. Yeah. All right, so how many skeletons can you beat at once with a rug?
Depends how big my rug is. Probably two, three.
And that's your limit with skeletons.
Yeah.
Whilst you're with your other hand swatting away 100 fairies.
Yeah, I can do both at the same time. That's the best thing about it.
Yeah. All right, so I've chosen one that I know I can't survive against.
Okay, that's not...
That's right. I've gone in with the intention of losing, but I'm going to fight to the death.
Okay.
And that might let me win.
Right.
Predator.
Okay.
I'm thinking if I fight with honour, but in the films they've shown before, a human who fights with honour is usually welcomed amongst the Predator folk.
Oh, you want about the... what was his name? The guy played Murtaugh.
Danny Glover. Danny Glover, and in the Aliens vs. Predator film, the woman.
I haven't seen Aliens vs. Predator. That's one of the ones I haven't seen, but I've seen the Danny Glover one, obviously. And
yeah, so if you fight well...
He fought well. And
with honour, then they don't kill you, and they, in fact, usually give you a reward. You might end up helping me with the gremlins. If I've been fighting the gremlins whilst trying to fight him...
I reckon that if you were fighting a gremlin and a predator...
But the gremlins would also be fighting the predator.
Yeah.
Right. So
I'd give you an extra 10 gremlins then if you're fighting a gremlin with a predator nearby.
Hey, mate, if I could stand toe to toe on a gremlin count with a predator, I am taking it.
But I would say that the predator's also fighting you. And
yeah, but what if I accidentally, well, not accidentally, but purposely, help the predator? Take a gremlin for him.
Do they appreciate people interfering with their hunt and kill?
Yeah.
Are they like the Hirogen, where they get really angry about your hunt?
If you save them from a prey that would have otherwise beaten them,
right?
Then, yeah.
Oh, so they're not like the Hirogen then, where if they're not strong enough to outdo the prey, they want to die by that prey because they think that they're not strong enough to hunt the prey. They would rather die at the hands of the prey than live on with the shame of being beaten by prey. Yeah. Predators are actually like a weak, feeble version of them.
Well,
I'm just stirring the nerd pot here a little bit. I think
a predator could easily take out the Hirogen, but a predator, all the Hirogen.
I think you'd struggle.
No, if you could take on 100 fairies, one predator could take on at least 100 Hirogen, I think.
Yeah, but there's more than 100 Hirogen, wasn't there?
I forgot what I was saying now.
I don't know, you were arguing about predators.
Aliens versus Predator.
Right.
The reason the woman was befriended by the Predator, because whilst he was incapacitated,
she brought him back to life.
She defended him.
Oh, okay. I thought she was,
because she had realised that the only way she was going to survive is if he survived.
All right, and they were fighting the xenomorph.
Yeah,
that the predator tends to instill on places of training, don't they?
Yeah,
isn't that the story behind that? Yeah. I don't really know, because I haven't seen it.
They'd used humans as human sacrifice. To spawn aliens.
To spawn aliens, and then they hunt the aliens. Yeah.
So yeah. So if I save Predator, Predator's on my side all of a sudden.
All right, yeah, no, I'd give you that, yeah. If you could somehow... But I think if you were fighting that
just
many...
Just Predator.
Just Predator. If it was just you versus Predator, what weapon were you using again?
I've got a knife.
Are you still using the knife?
Yeah, I'm sticking with it.
The same knife?
The same knife.
You're dead. I think you're 30 seconds in, that net thing pops up and shoots you, cubes your head.
No, because... Predator notoriously used the same weapons against people. If they used traps, he used traps. If they used bladed weapons, he used his bladed weapons. If they used guns, he used his gun.
All right, I've seen your skill with a knife. Predator's going to win.
Yep. I say, as long as I fight honourably, I've got a chance of him not killing me. If I don't cower away, I think if I go at him...
Yeah.
Arnie him. Ugly motherfucker him.
Yeah. Yeah,
I get Predator's respect at the end of the day. He might not finish me, he might beat me, no, he's beating me and leave me at that.
But Arnie was supposed to have been an elite soldier at that point, and...
Hey, Predator knew he was after elite soldiers, so it's fair to assume that if he's come to my house looting me, he knows I'm not an elite soldier.
So he just turns up without any weapons and just hopes that he could pick up like an iron or a blender or something like that when he gets inside. I'm fighting with a household object as well. Is that what you're saying?
No, you fight with his bladed weapon. But because he's got that stupid arm claw thing,
yeah,
I'm assuming he would use that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you're coming back from that though. I think.
Oh no, no, not say. All he's got to do is
hit you once.
But we did say I had two items, household items.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you got two.
What's
the second one?
You ready? Bin lid. One of those old-fashioned tin bin lids. I'm going to use as a shield.
I thought you were going to go with an ironing board. To be honest, it was like a tower shield.
No, that won't last 2 minutes, will it?
What if you got one like I've got? I've got one from like the 1940s. It's actually made out of iron. Well, not iron, but it's made out of like really thick steel.
Yeah. No, mine's not. Mine's like
a little thin aluminium mesh thing. Yeah. But no, mine's like a big proper like sturdy thing. If you, it takes two hands to lift it, but it's that would be brilliant. It's like a tower shield.
Well, I'm going with my bin lid shield.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how well does bin lid shields work against enhanced alien weaponry, even if it is just a knife?
I don't know. I'm not trying. No one has. It could be the thing.
It could be what? The one weakness of Predator, bin lids.
Yeah.
No, he never thought of it. He never thought he'd come across one again.
Exactly. That one time when he was a kid traumatised him. And that's why he's come back for me, maybe.
You again with the bin lid. Every time.
Fucking Predator sneaking up on my cabin. I'm only going to spinning with these bloody gremlins.
Yeah, he's having a really bad day, aren't you, gremlins? And then then Predator turns up. Will you piss off?
Wait today outside. Of all days, fucking Predator.
But you might last a bit longer if you had a bin lid shield. Yeah.
So, well, if I'm fighting with the gremlins, I've got a good chance of befriending him. I've got a good chance of him letting me live if I fight with honour.
You're not fighting with the gremlins, but I'd argue that if you're gonna.
So I'd survive Predator. I wouldn't beat Predator.
You wouldn't beat Predator.
I've got no intention of beating Predator.
You can't beat him, but you might survive him.
Yeah. All right. So I survived Predator. So what was your medium monster?
Mine was skeletons, wasn't it?
Oh, of course it was.
Skeletons with a rug.
A maximum of two or three.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, three or four.
No, you won't get fucking. You won't be able to have the strength to pull out four.
You just wait till my third option.
All right, go on then. What's your third option?
My third option is a large creature.
Yeah.
I'm choosing the T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
Yeah. All right. Wait, I see what you've done there. The Jurassic Park T-Rex.
I have, yeah. You see? You spotted my trick. I did.
So as long as you stay still, he can't see you, can he?
Gives me a chance to try out my weapons. And if they don't work, I can just hide.
How are you going to kill a T-Rex with a rug and a frying pan?
I'm going to stick with much the same way that I was doing with the fairies and the skeletons. Just we're trying to whip out his leg. It's not going to work. And just bat him with a frying pan. Two hours.
I don't think you're going to win. I don't think that could possibly win. How did you...
I think I've got him.
Swarmed by 100 fairies, you've got two or three shattered skeletons on the floor.
Yep.
And you're just staying as still as you can. Wait for the opportune moment to strike on a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Wait till he's on your rug.
Yeah, wait till he's on my rug. Okay, then I'm going to pull it out from under him. As he falls over, I'm going to twat him on the head. That's my best plan yet.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Right, so obviously you're not going to be able to pull out the rug for a T-Rex.
No, but I might be able to dig a deep hole with my frying pan.
Yeah, right? If you've got like a fucking week.
Put a rug over it. And T-Rex falls into the hole.
It's a rug!
Yeah.
How big do you think this T-Rex is? I'm not
big. By big, I meant deep. So his foot goes in, just one foot.
He'll barely be a toe.
Nah.
Assuming the rug we're looking at is about the size of the rug I've got here.
Right. Yeah, maybe that won't fit a whole T-Rex foot in it, but it might inconvenience him somewhat.
it might slightly off balance him,
which gets his head close to the ground. Dong, frying pan.
I don't think that's going to work. Piss him off and let him know exactly where you are, at his face.
Yeah, and then I do a dive roll out of the way and I just hide. and wait patiently for the next time he gets close. Dong! My
this is a war of attrition, isn't it?
My strategy is to slowly knock him unconscious over the course of a week.
Oh, fuck's sake. Now, I'm going to say this. You've outright failed on that one. I don't don't see any situation where you can beat a T-Rex with a frying pan and a rug.
I see every situation where a Jurassic Park T-Rex, I could just stand still and then I have your Predator argument.
Yeah, you'd at least survive.
I can survive.
You might could potter off, but I don't think you could beat him.
I think I came close.
I don't think you did. I don't think you got even anywhere near. I might, at best, inflict a wound upon the Predator. You haven't got a chance.
Hey, he might walk away with a mild concussion. I class that as a win.
The moment you twang him on the end of the frying pan, because his face has got low enough to you after his stupid pit trap that didn't really work, because he didn't make a big enough pit.
Yeah.
That you had to prepare a week for anyway.
Yeah, I imagine I knew he was coming. He's big, isn't he? See him from miles off. Oh, T-Rex coming this way.
Best dig a pit trap. Hang on, track. Fairies and skeletons.
Oh, no, I've already beaten them. They're easy. Deal with 100 fairies, no drama.
Oh, for fuck's sake. So the moment you twang him on the end, he's just going to bite you. He'll eat you, surely.
Depends how fast he is.
Quick.
Not as quick as me. I'm like a ninja.
You're not. A fat, lazy ninja. You're not quick.
I could dive out of the way of an angry T-Rex.
I'm going to say no on all accounts.
I'm going to say I at least get the survival out of it.
Only if you don't try any of the aforementioned techniques, yes.
All right. Well, do I get an extra point then for not using my household items?
No. No.
I tried to use them, but they failed.
No, the moment you tried to use them, you were eaten by a T-Rex.
No, I could use the rug regardless. Cause, you know, put the rug down, try and pull it out, doesn't work. I just tried. He won't know about that, will he?
As long as he doesn't see you. Well, the moment you twang it with a frying pan. All right,
fine. Go on. Moving on. Go on. What's yours? What's your big creature?
Kong.
Okay.
As in the king. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, you're using the same two items?
Yeah, I've got my knife and my bin lid ready.
Get your knife and your bin lid.
All right, I'm going to discard the bin lid.
Okay.
It's
brave.
Yeah, frankly, if I'm going out, the bin lid ain't going to save me.
I was
going
to say, not against the Kong. No.
But I've got my knife.
Right. How thick is Kong's skin?
It's quite thick.
I don't think your kitchen knife's going to get through it.
However, would you stamp your hand on a drawing pin with its point up?
What situation? Am I trying to kill a guy holding a drawing pin? No, or am I just doing it for fun?
You're trying to kill the drawing pin.
No, but I'd find I'd hit him with a log.
No, because I don't think Kong would. If he was going to slap me, he would slap me with his hand or his stand on me with his foot.
Right.
And he wouldn't consciously do that because no sane creature would. And Kong was a very smart gorilla.
Yeah.
So either you'd recognise the danger, and as long as I didn't pose a threat to him, I think you'd leave me alone. I think T-Rex him.
Are you going to try and T-Rex him?
I'll stand still with the knife in the air. He tries to grab me.
How smart was Kong?
He was very smart. He could recognise individual people.
Right. Well, and he was the girl in his hand, wasn't she?
Yep.
So
she bit him, and he went ow and let go of her.
Yeah.
So can't be that.
But his hand, I'm assuming he's trying to fight you here. This is the whole point of the situation. This is what you said here, they're trying to fight you.
All right.
So Kong could pick you up in his hand. He wouldn't necessarily squash you down.
Stab his hand.
But if he got you and squeezed you just quickly.
But he never did that with a folk.
No, I'm not saying he would do that, but he's...
Even when he was trying to kill people, he'd just pick him up.
And throw him.
Yeah.
Then you're dead.
Yeah, but I've stabbed his hand.
Yeah, you've stabbed his hand, but he's thrown you, you're dead. There's no survival in that situation. Because the minute you get up to the height of a Kong and he's thrown you, with the strength of a Kong, the human body will crumple on whatever it impacts.
I don't think you'd get to pick me up.
I think he would.
Because I'd stab him and he'd instantly react.
No, I because he had the woman.
Yeah, but she wasn't wielding a knife, stabbing him as soon as his hand gets there.
I think he'd be just long enough to throw you.
No, I think...
Shock reflex. No, I think shock reflex. Even just twat you.
Yeah, you could just twat me.
Shock reflex. Yeah, I think there's no coming out of that one alive. No, none of your weapons is going to survive against a Kong in that situation. Well, I think
I've got no intention of surviving, just living long enough for him to not kill me.
No, I think in a situation where it's you versus Kong, one on one.
In that case, I'm gonna go whole hog. I'm gonna charge him.
Yeah.
Right, with my knife.
Yeah.
I've still got rid of my shield because it's pointless.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and climb him.
Okay. Do you know what you need? A rug. Pull it out from under him. No, it works every time.
It doesn't though, does it?
It's against skeletons.
If I waited for the rug, the moment Kong conveniently happened to stand on said rug whilst looking for me, I wouldn't be able to pull it out.
Several bad with the T-Rex.
Yeah, rugs don't work against creatures in general, I think.
They do work against skeletons. I proved it.
It shouldn't have worked.
I think I've broken him.
That's just...
I think against a Kong with a knife, doesn't matter how much you run at him, I think the first thing he's going to do is twonk, hit you with the back of his hand, or the front of his hand, or the side of his hand.
I can dodge him. Doesn't matter. You can dodge a T-Rex, I can dodge a Kong.
You said I couldn't dodge a T-Rex.
You insisted that you could. I'm insisting that I can take a Kong, I can take 100 Kongs, easy.
No.
All I need is a knife. Fuck the knife, I get a toothpick.
I need a frying pan. And a rug. No. You said I couldn't dodge out of the way of a T-Rex. I'm saying you can't dodge out of the way of a Kong. And if Kong's as smart as you say he is, because I mean I don't know much about the Kong. I know he fought Godzilla at one point, but
well, yeah,
but I don't know anything about it particularly. So I'm just going to say that if he's as smart as you say he is, then he's going to immediately recognise the danger if you're running towards him. And before you get within your arm's reach, you're within his arm's reach. Yeah. Bonk! He twats you out of the way.
I'll dug him.
Nope.
Dug him.
Nope.
Dug him.
Won't happen.
Duggling him.
Not happening.
I'm duggling
him. No, you're not.
I'm duggling him.
No, you're not. It's not happening.
I'm on a roof from under him. Duggling him.
No, you're not.
You'll be off balance from the rug trick. Duggling him.
You said you're not going to use a rug trick. It doesn't work. No, I'm using your weak.
I'm using your leftover T-Rex rug trick.
Oh, you're using my hole. That's all right then.
Because apparently I saw Kong coming from a month away. I had to dig a hole with a frying pan.
I said a week. You can't see him from a month away. That's not fair.
Kong's bigger than a Rex.
Is he?
Yeah, he ripped a Rex open at one point.
Oh, I could have him fight the Rex. That saved me a job, wouldn't it? Yeah. I could use King Kong as my weapon. Can I change my choice?
No, because King Kong's not a household weapon.
It depends. But if you live in a jungle with Kong.
Yeah, but that, I don't think the jungle counts as your house.
I'd ask the tribes live in the jungle. They might class that as their house. I'll ask them. Phone them up. Do they have phones?
118, yeah. Just a jungle tribe, please. 118.
Preferably one that hasn't had any interaction with technology.
Yeah. Just one that knows Kong would be ideal.
Yeah. Can you quit on a Kong's agent? I'm going to ask him a question. Is the jungle a house?
Oh, King's not available at the minute.
Can I get Prince Kong? Has he got a...
the artist formerly known as Kong?
I'm just going to go with that. But I was fighting the urge to go with the Duke as my next rank down.
But oh, yeah. Fuck's sake.
So,
all right. So, with your monsters, would you revise your household weapons?
No, I think I got the perfect combination.
Yeah, so would you change it for any weapons that you could have ever?
What, frying pan and a rug?
Yeah.
Versus, what, to fight? Am I fighting?
No. Change your weapons for anything in the world.
Yeah, well, to fight my particular
To fight your guys, yeah.
Well, yeah, if I had like a sort of a thermonuclear device handy, I'd be very, very good at taking out a Rex, I imagine. Yeah, but and 100 pixies.
Yeah.
And the skeletons all at the same time.
I don't know, I think the skeletons would be around.
I think the explosion would probably do a lot of damage. The explosion of a nuke's quite impressive.
Yeah, probably.
They might not die from the fallout, but they'll die from the explosion. And there'd definitely be no pixies around. Get more than 100 then, can't I? I reckon I'd take 1,000.
Fuck's sake.
What about you?
Assuming nukes were off the table.
Okay. Is this the Doctor Who argument?
Yeah.
Can I have the Doctor?
No.
Can I have Doctor Strange?
No.
What about Q?
No.
All right, then.
I'm not allowed any of them ever, so no.
All right. I would choose a... Type 2 phaser.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's me one. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Type 2 phaser on wide beam. 100 fairies done. Type 2 phaser on
stunned fairies.
No, dead.
Oh, not wide beam. It only goes to stun.
Oh well, some stun fairies. Now I just kill them all individually. Yeah. Can't I? I just stamp
get
on them.
Frying pan back out. Don't.
I just leave them on the floor and summon in the Rex. The Rex is squish them. But yeah.
Yeah.
Rex can't stand up to a Type 2 phaser, and they get a bunch of scullywobs.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good weapon. I'm going to apply that to mine, okay? So Gremlins, Type 2 Phaser, yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Kong, Type 2 Phaser, yeah, fair enough. Predator.
Type 2 Phaser.
He's going to be using his enemy weapon now.
Yeah.
And he's got his cloak. All I see is those three little laser dots as I'm looking around holding my phaser.
So what you're saying to me is that with a Type 2 Phaser,
I lose.
I win the round.
Yeah, I lose against Predator.
You don't even get.
I can admit loss.
You know what's brilliant is you don't even get to fight Kong. Predator gets you before Kong. So, Type 2 Phaser against Fox. Type 2 in this situation, a Type 2 Phaser against Kong, useless because Predator's already killed you.
My only hope of the Type 2 Phaser, right, is to have it constantly on wide beam, constantly firing it in random directions, hoping that I think you just capture the Predator.
Yeah, you could kill him once he's captured.
Yeah, what's I don't know, disable his cloak for a minute. Oh, there he is. Pow.
How long does his cloak last? Is it like a...
It's kind of an indefinite thing.
So it's not like a power down thing where he can power it up and it lasts for like a minute or so and then he powers
it just
down.
Seems to be whenever he wants it.
All right. Is it a tech cloak or is it a biological camo?
It's a tech cloak.
All right. So it will power down eventually.
Yeah.
But it could in a determinate amount of time.
Yeah. God knows how long he's powered for.
All right. I got one that you could win with.
Oh,
Yeah. The shields of the Enterprise.
Ah, yeah.
Right? Because what's he going to do? He's not going to be able to take that down, is he?
I don't know. We don't know how indefinite his weapons are. If his weapons outlast my shields.
No, because he wouldn't be using his weapons. He'd be using a shield.
Ah, good point.
if he matches, all he can do is run towards your shield and then...
He matches your weaponry.
Yeah.
So
you go shield and toothpick. He comes at you with a toothpick...
He comes out with his...
His bladed weapon.
His spear, I guess, at that point.
and then he comes running towards your shield, and your shield just goes... dead guy. One dead predator. Because if it's powerful enough to deflect like a ship-mounted phaser weapon, or ship-mounted torpedoes, but it's powerful enough to deflect one individual bloke that would vaporise on a shield.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't even need to use a weapon. You can toothpick. You can beat predator with a toothpick, as long as you have... shields.
Yep. Yep. The only way to beat Predator is with shields. All the other films were wrong.
Well, they built that. Danny Glover beat him, and
no, he didn't.
Yeah, because he got bat and blood, and they got all that Predator reward, didn't they?
Yeah, but he ended up just taking him back to his ship. He didn't beat him.
Yeah, that's beating him. And then Arnie beat him with his spring loaded
spear.
Arnie
was also covered in mud because he found a way to hide.
Oh, he's got thermal vision, hasn't he? Yeah. That's the Predator has, yeah, which...
Which mud, by the way, doesn't...
No.
Doesn't.
But Danny Glover found a way to get around that, didn't he? By wearing...
He
put on a heat suit, didn't he?
Yeah, for like radiation suit thing.
Yeah. So at least he was smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. All right, then. Anything else? Any other monsters you think you could take? With your rug and frying pan technique?
My rug and frying pan technique? I reckon I could take... No, sorry.
For a minute there,
I thought I had a thought, but it turns out it was a really bad thought. I was going to use my rug as like a bull thing for the T-Rex. So like Toto, 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 and as he runs forward, whip it away, and he runs off a cliff. Boom! I beat a T-Rex with a rug.
No,
I did.
No.
I did.
No.
I win.
I'm not allowing that.
Yeah, no. Why not?
That's A. If you could pick up this rug with one hand and wave it...
Two hands. No, I just tie one end to a tree. All I'm there is wobbling it. Just like wobbling it. I just help him wobbling it. And then he runs off a cliff. The rug can stay. The rug can go with the T-Rex. It doesn't matter to me. At that point, he's run off a cliff. He's dead.
No, I'm not allowed.
Yep,
I don't think T-Rex is that stupid.
I think he is. He runs towards movement.
No, he eats movement.
Yeah?
He doesn't like charge through movement. You get up to the rug and then try and eat it.
Or he runs towards the rug, and then I throw the rug off the cliff.
But he's not stupid enough to jump off the cliff.
Yeah, he is.
I don't think he is.
No, it was the raptors that were clever.
Yeah, but
T-Rex was daft.
T-Rex wasn't that stupid.
Yeah, he was.
He really wasn't.
He made himself extinct.
Wait, I can prove it.
No, you can't.
In a Jurassic Park film.
Is it one of the newer ones?
No, it's... I want to say number two... Yeah,
that's the Lost World.
Where their trailer's hanging off the edge of a cliff, and one guy's in the jeep and he's trying to pull him off. And he gets distracted and he ends up driving off the cliff. The T-Rex just pots to the edge of the cliff and looks down into the trailer. Doesn't chase the Jeep off the cliff.
All right, I'm going to have to defer to your memory on that one because
I wasn't
a big fan of The Lost World, or the worst one was number three, where they had a T-Rex in New York or something.
Yeah.
Fucking horrendous movie, but...
No, that was two. That's Lost World. That's where Poachers captured them and took them back.
Is that the second one, is it?
Yeah.
It was just so crap.
Yeah.
And I don't even think I've seen three then. What happened in three?
Three was the different island. Maybe I'm thinking of three.
See, I don't know anymore because I know they went...
It's been a while.
Jurassic Park, where they went to the park and it all went horribly wrong. Yeah. Then they went back to the park again and surprise, surprise, it all goes horribly wrong. I think one of them... Wasn't it get kidnapped and taken back by poachers? I don't know. And then there's one where a T-Rex ends up in New York. Right. And then they open another park in
New York.
In Lost World, in the newer ones.
Oh, yeah.
Jurassic World, they open yet another park. And then, surprise, surprise, it goes horribly wrong.
Yeah.
And I bet you, I haven't seen it yet, but I bet you, I know you've seen it, because I know you went to go and see it yesterday. I bet you at some point in that fucking thing, there's a glass of water or a vibrating jelly or something to indicate a dangerous dinosaur approaching.
Actually, no.
Is there not?
No.
Because there's in every fucking movie, it's always boom, 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 dramatic booms, and something vibrating to show you that there's heavy things approaching.
I can't remember anything like it, actually.
I'll have to watch it and I'll point it out to you. I'll go, there it is. There's got to be. Because there's always one. In every single Jurassic Park, there was the glass of water. What was the glass of water doing on the dashboard of the car in the first place?
How had it stayed there that long?
Exactly. Just there. It was just there for that pointless effect. It angered me so much, apparently.
Oh, well.
Anyway, yeah, so.
So what have we learnt today, then?
We have learnt that a rug and a frying pan are the best weapons, and you can't tell me it's not.
I can. A, you wouldn't have survived the 100 fairies.
I did.
I'll give you 10 fairies. No, I'll give you 10 fairies.
You agreed 100 early on.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You did. You roll it back, because I'll edit it in.
My knife is good against gremlins, but I can only win in an honour contest against a predator.
And neither of us can beat a large creature with any of our weapons. No. The best we can do is survive, but you... most likely to die because Kong is smart enough to squish you or knock you out of the way.
I think T-Rex would get you eventually. He's a very patient beast.
Oh, you don't know how lazy I am. Man, if someone said to me, right, you got to stay in this stay perfectly still in this spot here for the next 3 days. Oh, heaven.
Well, the T-Rex was really smart and lured you out with a cup of tea.
It wouldn't be that smart. Do you know why? Little arms can't reach switch on the kettle.
Good point.
Yeah, see? Yeah. I thought of T-Rex again. Using genetics, and I went back and altered its DNA, you see.
Okay.
I gave it the little arms.
All right, so what we've learnt today is Ted's got massive delusions of grandeur.
And I could beat a T-Rex with a rug.
Apparently. Hope you enjoyed learning that with us.
And we'll see you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, we are at TriadicEnt. We are also on Facebook, and you can find us on Patreon under the name Triadic Entertainment. If you like our content, feel free to subscribe. Every penny helps. There are some great rewards available, and we would much appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening, and good night.